Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so welcome to Gamertag Radio, and we have a special guest here. And by the way, this is Danny Pena speaking here. We have a guest here, and this person's been on the show before. And the last time he was on, it was, I can't remember the number of the episode, but it was the conversation about PSO 2 that was coming out here in the States for the first time. We have Mark here. Mark?
Danny, thank you for having me on again. Hey, man. I know it was pre-1,000. I don't think you'd hit the 1,000 mark yet.
Yes, it was pre-1,000, yeah.
I think we've kind of swapped roles this time, because last time I was the one that had played PSO2 on the Japanese servers and was coming on to talk to you about it, and now I'm the one that it gets to come on and you get to tell me about how you've been enjoying the closed beta in Japanese. So I just thought that was hilarious, man.
Yeah.
I'm the one now that gets to be jealous that you're playing the game.
Yeah, so. No, it was cool. And first of all, you know, thanks to Sega, they invited a couple of content creators here in the States for us to try the beta. And they told us straight up, hey, you guys can stream it, post screenshots.
Great.
Put it everywhere. YouTube, Twitter, doesn't matter. Go for it. All out. I'm like, oh, man, this is awesome. And typically, Sega's always been private and, you know, about that stuff. So I'm glad to see that they're like, hey, you know what? Let's go all out and let people try out the game and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Kind of get that hype train rolling, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right, so first, before we go and continue with the conversation, head over to GamertagRadio.com, listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio, and we're there. Follow us, subscribe, and also share. And if you would like to be part of our fan mail discussions, here how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Mark. So first of all, Mark, you want to mention your promote your podcast real quick if people would like to.
Yeah, sure, man. Thanks. I'm the host of The Enthusiast Life. It is a daily podcast Monday through Friday. So I do at least five shows a week. Sometimes I put some out on the weekends. Mm-hmm. It's usually about a 15 to 20 minute drop. And I'm talking everything from video games to movies to comics. Every Friday, kind of when we have either a Star Wars show or an MCU show going on Disney Plus, I'm dropping kind of spoiler cast there as well. But you can find me pretty much all the podcast services. Just search out The Enthusiast Life and you can hit it there. And of course, you can hit me on Twitter at Mark Turk, MarkTurc as well for all my whatever pop culture commentary you can find over there.
Yeah. And I had a great time on your show. When was it? It was like a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, we had a great conversation. I loved it.
That was really cool. Really cool. Thanks for inviting me, man. We got to do that again, man. I had a reminisce the old days.
I know. That was the thing. If people missed it, I mean, go find that. It was probably, I mean, you probably have to go back 9 or 10 episodes back, but you'll see it just says, you know, guest spot with Godfrey. And we talked about just the history of Gamertag Radio. I mean, it was, for me, it was even enlightening to just hear all the things that you went through to kind of bring the show to where it is today. It was great. So, yeah, I appreciate you coming out for that, man.
Yeah, and also we talked a little bit about PSO, the early days of PSO.
Did.
Yeah, that was cool. And then for those that don't know, Mark and I, we had a great conversation about PSO2 sometime last year, I think it was.
It was early last year because this was, I want to say it was January before the closed beta came out.
Yes.
So when was the beta for PSO2 on Xbox? It was like, it was before that time. So
it was, I think it was February or January around there.
I think it was January. Year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It would have been.
Yeah.
Yep.
So here, Mark, I remember the conversation we had last time. You said you're going to love PSO2, but the game feels dated. And you're right. You're right. I enjoyed it. I love it. So where were you when Sega announced and showed the trailer of Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis?
I was in a movie theater. I can't remember the movie we were watching, but I remember my phone just was blowing up in my pocket. And I kind of had one of those moments where I looked at my phone and everybody was like, oh my God, like you guys, like, can you believe this? So I pulled one of those. Oh, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. Took a little extended bathroom break because I went out and then immediately saw what it was and was just texting with people and all that. You know, probably came back 15 minutes after I had finally, you know, left the theater and was just blown away by it, man. I mean, I had talked to you when I was on last, and I played on the Japanese servers. And, you know, there was a group that had put out like an English patch for the game. And so mm-hmm. when it first had come out in 2012, you know, I was jumping through all the hoops, doing everything I could to try to play it. And I, you know, kind of dabbled with it a little bit, but never really was able to spend a ton of time with it because of just the language barrier. I mean, the people that put the patch out did a good job with it, but it just, I don't know, you know, you weren't able to really just in envelope yourself in the game. But mm-hmm. now, you know, once we found out it was coming out, fully getting the English patch or the English version here in the States and globally, of course, too. I was so excited, man, like just to be able to go in. And then I think I even like tagged you probably, even though you were there at the conference. I was just like, oh, my God, God, the one guy that I always know loves this game just as much, if not more than I do, is you. Like you're the one person I always think of when I think of Phantasy Star Online.
Yeah.
So I just, oh, man, just awesome. Oh, so great when they
yeah,
announced that.
Yeah. And where were you when they showed the trailer for the new Genesis?
I think it was at work. So
okay.
I was at work. It just was one of those things. But again, phone blowing up of people like, oh mm-hmm. my God, did Turk see this? And immediately, again, probably went to the bathroom, said, oh, I got to go to the bathroom real quick, watching the trailer, like just you know, taking it all in to see it. And that was shocking. Like, I didn't expect this at all. I mean, I think the success, and I don't even know if we really know the success that Phantasy Star Online 2 has had, you know, since it's gotten this English version here. Mm-hmm. But I didn't expect them to be doing something like this, to be actually bringing a new game. But when you kind of look at it retrospectively now, like it kind of makes sense. Like, you know, they were probably testing the waters to see what the audience was going to, if there even was an audience anymore, which, you know, us fans of the game knew there was an audience. I mean, we've been asking for this for years. Mm-hmm. And now that we have it, you know, it was so exciting to see. I mean, that was one of the most exciting things, I think, at you know, the trailer. Or what was that? Was that at the Xbox Showcase, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Xbox Showcase. Yeah. It was during the summer last yep. year. But one thing for me, I was surprised that they're still calling it PSO2. And yes. this is the thing I want to talk to you about. This game's supposed to be PSO3. This game is a totally different than PSO2. Now, the regular audience that doesn't know much about the game are going to think, oh, it's the same thing that I tried out last year. Mm-hmm. I think it's confusing, and I know why Sega is doing that. They have a huge audience in Japan
right?
that yep. they still want to keep because that's how they're making their money. You know,
totally.
So yep. that's the part that I'm kind of like, damn, why that? They should just call it PSO3, man.
Dude, I was sitting here like just today thinking about like how our conversation was going to go tonight. I was thinking of the same thing. Like I don't know why they're keeping that Phantasy Star Online 2 label on it, other than exactly the reason. I mean, people have invested since 2012 so much money into this game. I mean, PSO2 is one of the biggest MMOs in Japan, partly because people can play it on their phones. There's a mobile version of it. You can play it on the Switch via the cloud technology. You can play it there. So it is in like on the go MMO over there that a lot of people really enjoy. And so because so many people have spent so much money on it, mm-hmm. I think that's why they want to keep that tagline on there. Plus, even the way they're building it, you can actually even, you're going to be the same character, essentially. You're going to launch this game from one launcher, basically. You're going to go in and your character from PSO2 can come into New Genesis, even though your class is different and some of your items will be there, not all of them, but you're going to be able to basically go back and forth. And so mm-hmm. that's the only reason that it has me thinking, like, why is it really the money? And would they have just been better served to just actually call it Phantasy Star Online 3? And I question this to you, like, mm-hmm. do you think maybe the fact that we talked about the game being dated? I mean, you mentioned that in the beginning. I said it to you. Many people who play it, even friends of mine who I were able to get to try out Phantasy Star Online 2, that was one of the things that they said is, oh man, this game feels old. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be the situation where even though this is New Genesis, because it has that Phantasy Star Online 2 label on it, they're just going to write it off? Like, and this is a kind of a weird analogy, but this is kind of how I'm thinking about it in my head. Like, you had the Wii come out, the Wii U comes out. A lot of people didn't buy the Wii U, even though it was a whole new system. just the fact because the Wii U label was on there, people were like, oh, I already own that. Mm-hmm. The people that weren't in the know of the games and they didn't buy the Wii U. Are we going to be in the same situation where people aren't even going to give this a try because it says Phantasy Star Online 2 and they just think it's a expansion for the original game and say, I tried that before. I'm not really into that.
Man, you know what? I think so, man. I think a lot
of
people... I think so. I think so. And I think that's why Sega are trying to get a lot more people to be involved in the game and stream it. So everybody else that never played the game, they can actually see themselves like, hey, man, this is like a total different game. I think that's why they're doing that. It, because that name is confusing. It's very confusing. You know, so...
Yeah.
But let me tell you, I started playing the game. It's in all Japanese, by the way, guys. So there's a lot of things I couldn't actually do because I just didn't know what where to go or what, you know. But
am I accepting a quest? Am I denying a quest? Am I abandoning? Like, what am I doing here? Yeah, it's tough.
Like I bought an item, like a I think it was like a sword, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna try to because that it's been a while I haven't played the game, so I'm trying to equip the sword, and I ended up in the inventory. I'm like, oh God, I messed up. So that took a while for me to figure out how to get it back. Like, it was complicated. But anyways, the game is very beautiful, man. It's truly a game changer, I think, for PSO, man.
Awesome.
And you know what I discovered last night that I had no idea was in the game? You could swim now.
Yeah, they've been showing that on some of the videos. Yeah,
I had no idea. So, because I was like,
could you dive?
Yeah,
because that was one of the things they haven't shown in the video.
Not dive. I just jumped.
You just swim. Okay.
I jumped, and I was trying to fly, and I'm like, let me. And I press one of the buttons, and I ended up going to the water, and I started swimming. I was like, oh man, this is awesome. This is really really cool. Yeah. But the map is huge. So
that was my question. I wanted to know, how big is it? Like, is it really, truly like a massive, massive map?
Yes, yes. Now, for the closed beta, it was still big. So I don't know if you've seen the map. I got to – actually, let me send you the map. I'm going to send
it
to you.
Like, if you pull it up, is there some, like, you know, blacked out areas? Or is the beta essentially – you got the map.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you the map right now. Give me one second. I'll edit this part out.
That's fine.
What's your email? I'm trying to remember.
It's Turks, TURKS68 at gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay, I see it now. I was always putting Mark. It's not coming up. All right, let me see if I find it. Yeah, dude, I was just like, what? This thing. So somebody was asking me about like the, like how far I could go. So I was just started walking last night nonstop. Mm-hmm. And I ended up really far. I was like, oh my God. And it took forever to get there too.
Huh. So, were you finding like higher level enemies out there, or was it just kind of
and I think it was the beta. I think in the beta it's just the same enemies everywhere. And I think where I save that,
because I don't know if we know that yet. Like, that's a question I have about the game, is like, I mean what is the beta going up to? It's either like level 15 or 20, I think they're capping you at, but like, is it going to be a game where it doesn't really matter what level you are and it's kind of scaling things, kind of like what Elder Scrolls Online does? Like, you can be a level 20 and be leveling with a level or running with a level 50, mm-hmm. and everything just kind of scales. Or is it literally like you're going to go to an area and you're going to get one shot, unless you're, you know, that's, I'm kind of interested in how they're going to handle that, being that this is kind of the first open world that this game's ever really had, you know?
Yeah. See, one thing I couldn't figure out, because, dude, it's been a while and I was just exploring, honestly, and whatever enemy I'll see, I'll go up there and just attack, whatever. But I wanted to do like a quest with a group, and I just didn't know how to. I couldn't figure it out. But when I go to the open world area, I believe it's up to like 32 people around that area. And there's certain situations when you see an enemy, it might be a boss, you need a lot more players to work together to defeat this enemy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, 32 players is a lot.
Yeah, I think what they're saying right now, on the latest stream they did, is 32 players kind of out in the world. I think the central city can have up to 100 maybe. But then once you kind of cross through that gate, then it's kind of matchmaking you with those people. Mm-hmm. I think that's great, man, because as a Phantasy Star Online fan, and I mean, we've enjoyed the game for what it was, but it really was somewhat of an instanced type game where you can, sure, you spawn into these quote-unquote open areas. And I mean, PSO2, I think, gives you up to, is it maybe 12 on those maps if you're on like an expedition?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it doesn't really feel like an open world so much because you're kind of spawning into that instanced version of that, you know, that biome or whatever, where now for once we can finally play a Fantasy Star Online game where it truly is going to feel like a world. And I love that you were exploring, because like, that's one thing that I love. I mean, over the last couple of years, I've really gotten into just MMOs and like Elder Scrolls Online, and I got real big into Final Fantasy 14. I finally like caught up, played a character all the way, did the whole grind. For people listening, like, you know, that's a grind if you've done that.
Yeah.
But I loved it. And part of it was because I loved exploring that world that's there. And like, that's one thing that I think Phantasy Star always kind of lacked. Like, you could go to, you know, the first time you go to the caves, or the first time you go to, you know, the seaside, like, it's exciting because it's a whole new area. You get to see the kind of the new sights and sounds, but there's nothing really to explore there.
Yeah.
Where now this game, like this to me, when you see the map and you see the game in motion, there's like two games that come to mind. It's like a monolith, you know, game like a Xenoblade Chronicles, or even like a Breath of the Wild type map. You know, you get those vibes when you look at the world. It's so colorful. It's bright. It actually feels alive. And I hope that they're able to really fill this map up with things like that. And I love that they gave you the like the movement abilities, like you mentioned being able to swim. But I mean, have you been able to dabble with like the jumping in the air and gliding? Or there's even like, they keep showing that wall kick where like if you're trying to get up a cliffside, you can kind of go up and kind of kick off it to kind of bounce yourself up a little bit more. Have you done some of that stuff?
No, what I've done, a lot of the dashing like crazy. I've done that.
Okay.
Running is a lot faster. Oh, by the way, I sent you the picture of the map so you can check it out.
I'm looking at it right
now. You could also, there's like these, I don't know, like these machines that will fly you up in the sky.
Uh-huh.
And from there, you just press, you get off from there and you can start flying. And once you press the button, it will like fly you down more faster.
That's awesome.
But there's a lot of things you could do in this game that you couldn't do at all in the last one at all. But I really enjoyed it. And also the fighting, everything just feels faster. Like the thing about the last game, it was like it felt kind of like the old PSO from the Dreamcast. You start fighting, swing, and it's like it takes a long time. This one is super faster. This one right here, man, a lot faster. Yep. And I know you mentioned about Breath of the Wild. There was one moment that I went to like the one of the tallest mountains that I found around that area. I was available to walk there. I went all the way on top, and I started looking. I'm like, look, anywhere that I look, I could go to that area.
You can go. Oh, that's awesome.
So it was
that's
like great. That. The only thing is I tried to go, and it was blocked red because closed beta is
right,
not available.
Because of the beta, yeah.
But I could see it. Like, there's an area where it was like a volcano. And I'm like, oh, man, that could be like in the old Phantasy Star Online, maybe like a lava dragon
right,
there and everything, you know? So, like, stuff like that. There's another mountain. It's like all snow, which is like close to that, to the volcano area too. It's a lot of places you could go, man. And there's a lot of temples that I found, but it was like locked. I couldn't go in. I was just exploring the whole time. I'm like, let me find some like hidden areas and everything, you know? But it's cool.
That's something
really cool.
This game like is needed, man. Like this series has never really had that. You know, it's really been more about just get your character and it's that loot grind and just which is great. And so many of us have fallen into that. And so many games today, these live service games, a lot of their loot templates come from the original Phantasy Star Online, but you know, we've never had that ability to actually explore like you would in a typical MMO or a live service game. So finally being able to hear that we're going to be able to get that is awesome. I like even the idea, I don't know how much, if you've done any of these, because I want to ask if you did these.
Uh-huh.
I think the way they're referring to them in the stream is as cocoons. And so it's like, it almost reminded me of the shrines in Breath of the Wild, where you kind of walk up to it and it's almost like pulling you out of that map and bringing you into like they show a training room. And it was learning to use that glide and the jump. And once you complete that, you get a skill point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like part of the game is going to be going around the map, which is then forcing you to explore, which is great because then, you know, people are going to have to kind of traverse the map. But you're going to be getting skill points by doing those things. So it's like, that's kind of, it's almost like Breath of the Wild where you're going to these, they're calling them cocoons. It's essentially a shrine. And that's how you're going to, you know, kind of get your skill points, which I think is cool.
Yeah, I did a couple of that last night. And also the first night I started playing. So I tried that. There was one that was just like more of like how to jump higher. And there was another one that I went to. It was like an enemy. I had to fight against that enemy and stuff. So yeah, that I only did like two or three of those. Now, last night, I was playing a lot longer, right? So, for the first time, I got to see Urgent Quests that popped up. Now, the Urgent Quest is different than the one from PSO2. This one is, you check the map, and it will tell you where the urgent quest is located, and you only have 15 minutes to get there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we went, and there was a lot of enemies. The area was like really, it was cloudy, all red, dark. The music changes. A lot of enemies there, man. So
that's awesome.
It was showing, this is the part I couldn't understand, because I don't know if I was doing it correctly or what. There was an icon that was saying something in Japanese and press B. So what I was doing, I was using Google Translator from my phone, and I put the phone to the screen. So I could, and it was working. It was working. So I could see what they were saying. So it said something about when I'm ready, press B. So I hold B, and then it said I had to kill a certain enemy, but the enemy never popped up. So I don't know if we were doing something different or bad or what. Like, I don't know. But again, it was all Japanese. But I just love that part where, and the area was huge, huge. It was
cool.
It was like the northwest of the map, all the way on top, big, huge enemies that will take forever. And there was a lot of players there playing with me, man, like all of us working together.
So rather than like the urgent quest in PSO2, where it's like it'll pop up on the top of the screen, but then you still have to go to the kiosk, still kind of get in with people, this is just organic. This is just like, there's a massive enemy in the northwest, and everybody just goes rushing towards it, and then it's kind of grouping 30 up to 32 people together to take that thing down. That's awesome.
And there's no loading. Cool. That's the beauty part about, like, I love that part about the game. I get out of the city, and I'm already out exploring, and there's like this, I don't know how you call it, like it was like a hologram, I think, that you could tell, like, once you go in, you're going to see an image that is like loading. Or matchmaking, one of the two. But there is like no loading unless you do a teleport from one location to the next. Or if you die, maybe you might see some loading time, but that's about it. Only the beginning, when you start the game and you select your character and you go to the city, loading time is a little bit long there. But once it loads once, that's it. There's no more loading after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, do you, the version you're playing, and does the closed beta, does it give you the ability to switch over to old PSO2? Or no, you're just stuck in New Genesis?
I wouldn't be able to read how to do that
anyways.
I think there was an option, because once you select, you're about to select your character, it will say PSO or PSO2 NGS. But I selected the closed beta. Now, I don't know if it's going to be like that in the main game. I have no idea. But I got to see it there, because somebody was telling me, hey, Danny, could you switch? And I just didn't want to risk that, because the first night we were having service issues. So it was a lot of people. It was kind of laggy here and there.
Yeah, I was saying, do you know, are the servers you're playing on, are they the Japanese servers?
Japanese servers, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so because I was wondering if maybe they set some up here in the States but only have the Japanese build, but but I mean, just to, you will be able to switch. I mean, they've stated this game, you're going to launch Phantasy Star Online 2, and then once you're in, you pick, am I playing old school or am I playing New Genesis? And that it's that same character. There's some cosmetics, some weapons and things that will be converted over to New Genesis when you go there. So like some of the things that people have purchased through the game with microtransactions and that, you will still be able to use in New Genesis. Mm-hmm. Not all of it, some of it. But then you can just play New Genesis and then just say, oh, hey, let's go do, you know, an expedition in PSO2. And you can just literally drop back over there. And story-wise, that's kind of one of the things, too, I'm interested in. Like, I mean, obviously, this was in Japanese, so you weren't able to get in too much. And they've talked a little bit about kind of what's going on. But I'm wondering, being that we're the same characters, like, is there going to be a story beat to that? This is supposed to be 1,000 years in the future. So are our characters those same characters story-wise, lore-wise? I don't know. I mean, I hope we get a little bit more story in this. Because if you've ever tried to play the story in Phantasy Star Online 2, like... essentially, it's a bazillion cutscenes, and you're better off just watching like the anime that they just, that's kind of actually, I think it ended now, but it was kind of running here. The recent anime basically tells the story of Phantasy Star Online 2. So, or if you want to do it in game, it's literally just you're watching quick cutscenes of character dialogue, and then every once in a while you'll do like a little fight. There really isn't a lot to play through. So I'm almost hoping that we get some more story in this, because I think that would be cool. I mean, we're getting this massive map, or we're going to be able to explore it. Give us a good reason to do that. And I mean, did you come across any NPCs in the city or even out in the field?
There were a couple in the city. Outside, no.
Okay.
It was more of like enemies, and I was just finding like materials and stuff like that. Now, gotcha. I know when you start playing the game, there is a story quest. There is a side quest, weekly and daily challenges.
Oh, cool.
That you can select. Right. Yeah, that you can select. So I was I was just, but the thing is, I was getting a lot of the tutorial of like how to do this, how to fight, how to go to like a certain area, find an enemy when you explore, like stuff like that. Now, what I was doing, and I again, it was all in Japanese. I couldn't figure this thing out. I was looking for the quest area. Where is it? Is it a menu? Is it like one of the stores? I went to every store and it was not there. So I don't know if they have it differently. Is it in the main menu? You can select urgent quests or quests through there or just through the map, you know? So that part, I just couldn't figure it out at all.
I want to say one of the videos showed an NPC that they mentioned like there are NPCs that are supposed to have quests or side quests, but whether or not
those are
in the closed beta,
those are I've done.
You've done those, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, oh, they have like an icon. I go up to them, and they'll tell me what to do. And now I had multiple quests that was either story or side quest. I could just select which one I want to do. So once you pick, you select that quest depending what it is. It will tell you where to go. So there's an icon that will say like how far are you from like
the location. That's good. And they kind of help you, direct you that way. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a lot easier. But again, I wish it was in English too. Because I remember when I imported the original PSO for the Dreamcast, you could switch Japanese or English. The only negative thing was Japanese had like the most quests and the English version only had like a very small amount, you know? So yeah.
But we'll get there, man. They announced the closed beta 3 is gonna be global. So,
and crossplay.
Yes.
Crossplay and free. Awesome. And free.
It's free to play. That's man. Yeah. Let me ask you this. What class did you run?
I did a ranger.
Just like a hunter? A ranger, okay.
And hunter. The human. Okay. Yeah, I did that. Yeah. Which one you would select on yours?
Well, in old PSO, I was always a ranger. In PSO2, I started with a hunter, but then immediately switched to a fighter. I love the fighter. And then now, like when you play like the original release of PSO2 here in the States, we didn't have all the classes. Mm-hmm. The new hero class, which was kind of like an added on class, which I think you have to have two characters that are at least level 70 or above to unlock it. Mm-hmm. That class is great. I absolutely love the hero.
You
can swing the sword and then you can shoot, literally shooting like fireballs out of your hand, just like you're like Goku in Dragon Ball Z. It's great.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
Or Iron Man. Like I just love it. And you're jumping up in the air, just hovering in the air, shooting beams out of your hand. Mm-hmm. It's great. But one of the things I wanted to ask you is one of the neat things I think they're adding in this game is like, for those that haven't played Phantasy Star Online 2, like you pick your class and you're basically locked into certain weapons that class can play. Mm-hmm. When you pick your subclass, you then get access to those weapons as well. But you can only like equip the sword and you can only use the photon arts for the sword. If you want to use the, let's say, rifle, like if you were running a hunter and a ranger, you have to switch over to the rifle. And you can only use those rifle photon arts. With New Genesis, if you're running a hunter and ranger, you can on your one palette have your sword equipped, but put a rifle ability into that same palette. Mm-hmm. So your character can literally swing the sword. And then if you hit the rifle thing, the sword will basically disappear from your hands and the rifle will appear and they'll take the shots. So you don't have to swap weapons to use those photon arts. So that, to me, man, like
that's
character class builds in this game are just going to be so much fun to play with. Like you could literally just be like a techer shooting fireballs with your wand and then whip out a launcher if that's your subclass and like shoot a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's going to be so much fun. So have you been able to do any of that?
No,
in the beta,
not that. I know. Okay. I did like a subclass. I had one, and that's when I did the ranger doing like that.
Okay.
Yeah, from the hunter.
So you were a hunter and a ranger?
Yeah.
Okay, try that. If you can figure out a way to put one of the ranger abilities basically on, like, you know, have your sword equipped, try to put one of the ranger abilities on your palette and see if you can like basically hit X to swing your sword and then hit Y to suddenly pull the gun out and shoot. Because when you see it in the videos and they're doing it, like it just looks so neat. It's so smooth. That's the thing about this game. Like, I mean, you said it looks gorgeous. And I mean, just from the videos, it does. The character animations, the way that everything just seems so fluid in the way they're moving. Like they showed the fighter class they have announced, you know, and it just looks awesome. Like it looks the animations of the way you're punching and swinging your twin daggers and stuff like that. It looks great. Like that, yeah. I think it actually is a new modern version of Phantasy Star Online that I think everybody wanted. It looks awesome.
Now, do you have a pretty good PC?
I have a 1070 card. I have not upgraded, but yeah. I do have the Series X.
Okay.
So
okay.
I will be playing this on the Series X because I haven't upgraded my PC. My son actually has a 2080 card in his PC, so I could play it there, but I haven't updated my PC. So
nice. Yeah,
but the good thing is you got crossplay, yeah. man. So oh, yeah, when sure. I do upgrade, yeah. it'll just boop, I'll be over on my PC.
Yeah. The reason why I mentioned that is because there you could change the FPS. So I had it 60 the whole time, but you could put it high, you could put it way ultra all the way up. So the game is going to look even better, you know. And again, this is closed beta, so yeah, I had it like 160 something just as a test. Yeah, but I'm like, no, I only have a laptop. I don't have like a PC like that, you know. So, but I'm excited. I'm excited for this, man. Now, they do have a theater area similar to the previous PSO2.
Oh, where you can watch like videos and things
videos
like that.
Videos and have like concerts. Yeah, like I mean the concert is kind of cheesy, but
hey, gives you the boost. Gives you a boost, man. You gotta go in there. And
that is true.
I remember, man, when Phantasy Star Online 2 came and like I think I was streaming it and like that is the most like Phantasy Star ass moment is when you go to one of those concerts and there's just like symbol art popping up on the screen and people just acting crazy. Like that to me, when I think back to like the fun days of Phantasy Star Online, like it was people in that lobby, not the little four player lobby, but remember in PSO you would go to that one lobby where it was kind of dipped down and that's where you would go and like I guess pick your little shard that you wanted to go on, and then you could go in and it would be you and like up to three other people. But that one area you would go to first, there'd always be a couple people in the little seats, you know, just kind of floating around.
Just hanging out. Yeah, I remember those.
That's what the concerts like just become. It's just bananas. Like that's what I love Phantasy Star Online just for that, even outside of the gameplay. Like it's so crazy, man. Like I don't know. I know we've talked about it before, but like, I mean, for people that maybe didn't listen to our previous conversations, like for you, what is it about Phantasy Star Online that like, I don't know, that you've always been just like enamored by or been sucked in by? What is it about this series?
I just love doing co-op missions, man. I just love with friends. Like I remember playing with random people, just randomly. We just selected a quest together. We just, I think it was like the lava level. I think that was the second mission. Mm-hmm. And it was all 56K modem. So we were using keyboard. And we were the whole time we were going, wow, 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 this is amazing. Wow. Like those moments, it was iconic. It was like, wow, I've never seen this before, you know? Yeah. So yeah, I mean, PSO2, I was excited. But again, it felt really dated. And this one, PSO2 New Genesis, it reminded me of like the first time playing PSO back in the days because it's different. It doesn't feel dated, you know? And it was awesome just seeing so many players together and trying to like fight enemies and like little mini boss battles. Oh my God. It was insane. Like I found some enemies that were like really, really tall. Really. I'm like, oh my God, like you need a lot of people. You need a lot of people. We were there for forever trying to beat them, you know. So, and then more people
Do they have a health bar? Because I think one of the things said there might be a health bar at the top of the screen. Because that's new. You never get like when you fight in PSO2, there's no health bar on the screen.
I didn't see no health bar, honestly. Maybe I want to say
I thought at the very top of the screen somebody somewhere was saying like, "Oh my God, they added a health bar to these like world bosses."
Maybe I missed that because I was always they were so big. I was just like attacking from the bottom, you know. And I'm trying to think of other stuff that I've done. I was like, oh my God, this is pretty cool with other people. Oh yeah, so it will tell you when there's like an enemy that people are attacking, and it'll tell you like how far it is so you could go and meet up with them.
That's cool.
It's not like in the previous one you see numbers and then you go there. No, this one is like you will see the numbers because sometimes you will see like an icon enemy, right? But nobody's attacking. But if when they're starting attack, you're going to see those numbers popping up, but it will tell you how far that enemy is, you know. So you can do that. There's that icon will pop up, will say E. There's another one that says T. Don't know what that means. But I'll go and there's like enemies there too, so I'll attack. You know, so like the first time when I started, I was just attacking an enemy, but it was not getting hit at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I left. I think I was still in the tutorial stage, so I had to go somewhere else to fight a certain enemy. That's when I started fighting it from there on. But yeah, the first few minutes I was like, all right, I'm going here, I'm gonna attack somebody. And that didn't count at all, man. So but I level up to like 9 or 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what the cap is? Did they tell you? Is it
no, they didn't say anything. They didn't say anything.
See, I think that's cool, man, because that's one of the things, like to have those emergent, like, and they're not really matchmade experiences, but to have those emergent like experiences with other players, like that's a thing that matchmaking almost takes out of games, you know? And so that was the thing with, like, you can even Fantasy Star Online 2 right now, you can go in there. Yeah, there's people all over the lobby, but, you know, a lot of times people are either shy to say, hey, does anybody want to run or play with me? Or, you know, some players just don't want to. They have their group of people they play with. Where when you have a game like this, it harkens back to like the original, like World of Warcraft days, where it was like, hey, I need to run a dungeon. There was no matchmaking in the original World of Warcraft release. Like they added dungeon matchmaking later on. And to some people, that isn't fun. That's a hurdle, right, to get over. But it leads to all these interactions with other people that you're going to have that you wouldn't have otherwise had. And I think that's cool. Like, this is going to be, to me, a more social game than Phantasy Star Online 2, because you're going to be on the world. You're going to see a world boss. You're going to need those people to help you. And, you know, just the way Phantasy Star has the symbol chat and all that, I think it's just going to, this is almost going to be like the perfect storm for the social side of this game and for the community. That's always been around Phantasy Star Online. I think this is going to be awesome. What do you think? Like, one of the things that I've been thinking about too is like, do you think this is really going to be able to broaden outside of the Phantasy Star community? Like, do you think, you know, is this going to be now suddenly this big live service game? Like we've seen, like, right, obviously Outriders is coming out soon. Everybody's all excited about Outriders. Are we going to get that hype for this? Or is it going to be people like us who just kind of have that nostalgia for the series, who enjoy the series, and a handful of new people? Like, are we going to get a big amount of people playing this game?
Yes and no. It all depends how Sega promotes this game. That's number one. Number two, this year there's not going to be a lot of AAA games because a lot of those games are getting delayed because of COVID, right? So So this is an opportunity for Sega and even Xbox, because look, this is an exclusive, time exclusive for Xbox, and Xbox has always been good at marketing and promoting a game that's been partnered with them, right? So that's one thing. It all depends how they promote this. So when PSO2 came out on Xbox, it was everywhere. It was on Game Pass. You get your perks. I had a couple people from my community that have never played PSO2, and this was like their first time playing it, and they enjoyed it. The thing that they stopped was because, again, a lot of them felt like it was dated, or maybe they just start playing other games. But I think now that this game feels like a next-gen game, I think a lot of people are going to start playing this a lot, man. But again, it all depends how they promote this, man, from now. So this is what I think is going to happen. So the conversation just started because a lot of people are hitting me up asking me, oh, my God, you got to play the game. Is it the same? Is it new? So I have to explain to them, again, because what we said earlier because of the name. So there is going to be a global closed beta, which I think this was going to happen between April, maybe the end of April, beginning of May. Maybe they release that global closed beta, and I think the game officially is going to launch around June. So June is where Xbox is going to have their showcase because of E3, right? It might be July, I don't know, but I think this would be a perfect opportunity for Sega to announce the game during the digital showcase and say the game is available right now. Hype it up.
Go out there.
And when people see that on screen, and while they're watching the digital showcase, it will hype them up and they will go and download the game right away. And they could promote Game Pass and you get certain perks every month, all that stuff. So I think personally for me, from the outside, I think that's the only way you would get a lot of people hype for
new
them
players,
to,
yeah,
new players, yep, exactly. So, yep, like when they show New Genesis, a lot of people thought it was going to be like an expansion, like, oh, it's the same game, it's just, you know, when they showed it last year. So, I think the conversation has been changing because now we've been seeing a lot of clips. So a lot of people are like, okay, I see this is different than the other one. So the conversation is going to keep on going, but it all depends on Sega. You know, it all depends on them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could see them even if it's not even just a full-on release, like I would think there's going to be an open beta as well. And then if you remember from PSO2, like your progress carried over. So they could do that. Like, obviously, I think what you're playing now, that progress isn't going to carry over for you.
No.
But I could see if they do an open beta, like if you like kind of restart in the open beta, like we're just going to carry that over for you. Because why not? You know, why not put that out? I don't know, man. Like, I could see June. That's a great idea. I think when they have the audience captivated with all the other, you know, Halo Infinite stuff, all that Xbox is showing, and then just to say it's available now, no matter what it is, everybody always runs to their Xbox, fires it up, and downloads it, whether it's a demo or whatever it is. When someone on stage says it's available now, people are checking it out. And I think you're right. That would be a great time to really kind of promote that. You know, I almost wonder, like, if they made it also where you would just, when you launch into this, it doesn't even go to old Phantasy Star Online. Like, make it just go to New Genesis. I mean, I don't want to say make it hard for people to go to Phantasy Star Online too, but make it where then if you want to play the old, you got to go to that. You kind of got to go and click that option. Otherwise, it's launching you into New Genesis. Like, right now, you and I both have Phantasy Star Online 2 on our systems. If we fire that up, it's just going into New Genesis. Market everything as New Genesis. And then Phantasy Star Online 2 is always going to be there for people, especially here in the States and globally, because, you know, the Japanese market is going to have it because of all the money they've spent on. And I know there's a lot of people that have spent money here, but I don't think us here in the States or globally have as much of a tie to what we've played this year as that other market would, you know? And so I think really they just need to hit us over the head with New Genesis and just have us just diving into that, because that's really, you know, going to be the future for this series. And the other thing to think about too is they're also adding a visual upgrade to Phantasy Star Online 2, the original. So it's not obviously on the scale of what you're getting with New Genesis, but you can go watch. They've shown it on their streams. The original game is going to get this updated version with some new visuals. I think the characters, which people are freaking out over New Genesis, the characters actually move their fingers. So there's emotes where you can give the peace sign and things like that. But I think even the original Phantasy Star Online 2 is going to have some things like that where the fingers are actually going to be able to separate, which I know that sounds like nothing, but in a dated game for people that have been playing it for years, like that little visual upgrade is one little piece of what's going to be the larger puzzle. That they're going to be just adding to in Phantasy Star Online 2, which is cool.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. And I think, like I was saying earlier about releasing that closed beta, they should release this not only on PC, but also release it on Xbox. Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and S.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I remember when the first game, PSO2, came out, they had a closed beta, right? You try it out, and like you said, whatever you do in that game, it will be saved. And then there will be like an update and you could carry that to the official game. I think they could do the same exact thing and maybe launch it like around May, the closed beta, and then get people hype. And then during the showcase, that's when they say, okay, it's available right
now.
Put
it out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think that's a great way to get the people excited. The word will go around, and Xbox is going to promote it because it's an exclusive. You're not going to find it nowhere else, you know? So, you can find it on PC, you can find it on Xbox. Yeah, so I think that would be cool if they could do that. Now, my question to you got to see the map.
Yep.
What you think?
One question, I mean, there's a hell of a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
Does that map move as well? Or no, that's a static map.
That's the map, and you could zoom in and move around.
Okay, but you can't, there's nothing beyond, like, to the right. Like, that's it.
There is a little bit.
Okay, all right.
It was just, there was no way for me to zoom out. That was, like, the closest I could do. Yeah. But you could zoom out and everything.
This map is huge, man.
It's huge.
There's so many. I'm glad there's even, like, little teleporter areas you can go to. What are those little orange icons?
Orange that are icons. Those, like, let me see where.
Not orange, like you can see they're like pink, I guess.
Let me see.
Like where your cursor is, the little like diamond or square shape, right next to it, there's a green little podium, which I'm assuming is like a fast travel point. What's the little orange thing above it or like pink thing?
Oh, those are the one you were talking about. I just discovered those, so you could do tutorials in there, like to jump.
Okay, so that's one of those little shrine type
things. Shrines, okay, yeah. I mean, they're all over the place. Like I discovered other ones. I just didn't go in.
Okay.
But yeah, they're all over the place. So now when you see the certain parts of the map, there's like a lot greener. Mm-hmm. Those are like higher mountains that you could go to.
Right. It's the topography of it. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Now, mm-hmm. what I would think, like right now with PSO2, we have the chapters is kind of, or episodes, I'm sorry. So they put out like episode 1, episode 2, episode 3, which, you know, people here in the States, we've got basically all 6 chapters were released in 1 year, took, you know, the Japanese version years to get those.
Yeah.
But I could see them with New Genesis. Like, this is an area, year from now, year and a half from now, we get episode 2 of New Genesis and it's a whole new map.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I see this game going. And it's not just going to be, you know, oh, we're just going to add new bosses and that. Like, we're going to get multiple versions of this map. Like, you're in, what I think Central City is the name of the city where that's kind of on this map.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a city somewhere else on this planet in a whole different biome. And that's going to be like the big release for that year or whatever for New Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting, man. I don't know what their like timetable and roadmap. I mean, I hate to always bring up roadmaps because, you know, we know kind of how that goes when companies promise things. But like, that I bet you is kind of what they're hoping on doing. And I want to know, like, what's the cadence of that? Are they looking to do that every year, every couple years? And just to those, like, we haven't heard that. So don't take that as you know, fact, but I would guess that's what they're going to do. That's kind of how these games work, you know, is you're always putting new areas for people to explore. I don't know. Like if they put one of these maps out like every year and then like throughout the year, they're adding like the classic Phantasy Star events, they're adding new world bosses, new missions, even new little shrines. Maybe they're able to do that where you can get more skill points. This game could be a huge, huge game. And I would think just compete with many of the, popular MMOs that are out there right now, potentially.
Yeah.
If there's enough there for you to do.
My question to you, do you think PSO2 was a success in the States in your view or no?
I think it was. I think, you know, for the year, I think if we had to wait as long as like the Japanese market did, I don't think it would have been as big as of a success. I think the fact that we've been spoiled by literally like every month or month and a half getting the new episode, getting new classes, all those things introduced, it's always given people who truly love the game enough to chase. There's people on my friends list on Xbox that I log in and there's 2 people specifically that are always on this game. And they weren't
still
friends
to this
that
day.
I made
still
through
to
Fantasy
this
Star Online. Still to this day, dude.
Wow,
there's one guy. I don't even know who the guy is. He's somebody that went back from, and that's terrible to say that, but he's somebody back from like the Guardian Radio days that, you know, when I put my gamer tag out there, friended me on Xbox, and he's always, whenever I go on, he is always on Phantasy Star Online 2. Probably because we play around the same time games, but I'm playing, you know, Halo, I'm playing, you know, Outer Worlds, I'm kind of all over the place playing things on Game Pass. This guy is always on Phantasy Star Online 2.
That's
so
cool.
Whether he was a Phantasy Star fan or not, I don't know, but mm-hmm. he is now.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if you're playing the game that often, you're buying the, you know, the mission pass, you're buying into all those things that the game offers you. Which have you ever, like, I bought the initial release that they put out, which got you like the Sonic outfits, but it also gave you kind of that 1 month subscription, that first one. And then I've done it another time, but that's it. Have you spent any money on the game at all?
No, because I was using always the perks from Xbox Game Pass every month.
Okay.
Right. Do you have Game Pass or no?
Oh, I do. Yeah, yeah, I definitely. Yeah. I get those perks. But if you do the, I forget what they call it, like the license, the hunter's license or whatever you can buy in this, you can get access to better drinks. So that's one of the things, like when you're going into an urgent quest, you know how you can buy like the little upgrade in the kiosks mm-hmm. that, you know, boost yourself like 50% defense or whatever. If you have a hunter's license, you can get one that gets you like 150 defense. So it's not necessarily pay to win, but you get access to that. You get access to more storage, which for me in games like this, storage is like everything.
Yes.
Because I'm just picking up everything and it just, I hate managing inventory. And like, I hate to bring up another game and I've already mentioned it once, but like Elder Scrolls Online, I love the game to death. And like, if I'm going to commit to play the game, like if I know like, all right, they put new content out, I'm going to play it for this month. I just subscribe and get ESO Plus because the crafting bag is a must have if you play that game. Because if you've ever played any Elder Scrolls on or just Elder Scrolls game in general,
mm-hmm.
you know there's like cheese wheels and like just trash all over the place. And unless you have that crafting bag, which is an unlimited bag in Elder Scrolls Online, you're going to be sitting in your inventory all day long, and I can't stand it. And Phantasy Star Online 2 is kind of the same way. Like your inventory just loads up with stuff. And having that little subscription, you can put things into your inventory. They give you just bigger vault space, basically. And it's a must-have for me. For me personally. I know some people it's not an issue, but it drives me crazy to have to sit there and be in a menu more than playing the game. So
now my question to you, when do you think PSO2 New Genesis is going to release?
Full on release. We're not talking open beta, nothing.
No, like officially, all right, it's out already.
Let's see. We've already had two closed betas. The first one, was it January? I think it was, right? Early January or end of December. We're in the second, I think it was January. So we're in the next one now, 2 months later, we're in March. I think global closed beta, I could see maybe then 2 months beyond that would be May. And then I'm kind of on board with you, man. I'm going to say open beta announced at the Xbox showcase. Open beta at the showcase with the announcement that progress will carry forward, just like they did with PSO2.
Okay.
And then a full release like a month later. And then that's when they're going to do just like they did with the open with PSO2, where you could buy the packs, you know, kind of the little packs that come with some cosmetics and things like that, which I think you could actually even buy those in the open beta. So they may be selling those beforehand. Mm-hmm. But I think open beta at E3 and then the game launching like shortly thereafter, but progress carrying over.
All right, so for me is
June,
May.
Full release in June. July. End of June, July.
Yeah.
July.
Let's so for July. For me, it will be closed beta globally, May, sometime in May, and release the full game during the digital showcase of Xbox. So it could be whatever it could be. Might be second week of June. I mean, I don't know. But it's going to be sometime in June. That's what I think.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That day it will be available now. Something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope you're right, man. I just need to play this game. Like, I'm just so want to play this game. This is like, I have two games that are like my most anticipated game for this year, and this is one of them, man. This is like, I can't wait.
And what's the second one?
Halo Infinite. Halo Infinite.
Yeah. Same here.
Gotta be Halo Infinite, man. Like, I mentioned I've gotten big into Final Fantasy, so I'm definitely looking forward to that new expansion, Final Fantasy 14. Even the Final Fantasy 7, you know, the little DLC coming out here in June. But dude, like, everything goes back to me for Halo. Even getting into podcasting was listening to Podtacular, listening to those early Halo podcasts. Mm-hmm. And just as of late, now that I got the Series X, I've been playing the Master Chief Collection. I played more Halo in the last 3 weeks than I probably have in the last 3 years. Like, I've just been playing a ton of Master Chief Collection. I'm like this is the first season. Like, I may actually finish the season. I mean, like, I've unlocked like 70 items. I don't know if you've done any of the season.
Yeah, I've done a couple, but I'm not things. Like you. You're like olden.
I don't even want any of the things, dude. But I've just been totally brought back into Halo multiplayer. Like, there's something about that multiplayer to me that is just, it's the best.
It's
man.
The best.
Like,
it is the best.
Oh, it's so much fun. And so I hope both of these games, we can get Halo New Genesis to come out and get a whole new audience introduced to the Phantasy Star or Halo New Genesis. Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis to come out and just get a whole new audience to discover it and to just fall in love with the series. And same thing with Halo Infinite. Like, I hope it's able to just recapture not only a new audience, but the old audience. And I can't wait to play that multiplayer, man. I hope they nail it. I hope they do. Because to me, you know, somebody who did a podcast about Destiny for years, I was more always into the PvE of Destiny. Like, I played the PvP, but so much of the Destiny PvP was set in, got to have the right weapons, you know, and then if you didn't have the good weapons, like, you're just going to get kind of owned, you know, if you're not playing the meta, where Halo is always like, knowing the maps, have the skill of the map, know where the power weapons are, know when they're going to spawn. And like, no matter what, whether you see me first or I see you first, we're going to be in a gunfight. And whoever has the better skill, usually you can work your way around. You know, it's not like Call of Duty where if I see you first, you're instantly dead. It's like, if I see you, you can work your way around it and win that fight by either throwing grenades or using what's around you. Mm-hmm. And man, I just hope they're able to really bring that back with Halo Infinite and just capture the Halo fans again. And I'm sorry to go on a whole tangent.
No, it's all good.
I've been playing so much Halo lately. I've been loving it, dude. It's great.
No, I want to say this though, Mark. I don't know if you listened to the interview you did with Phil Spencer last year, the 1,000 episode.
So I did.
So during that episode, you know, we started talking about Japan you know, if there's any interest in acquiring studios over there in Japan. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he brought up out of nowhere, he started talking about Sega and Phantasy Star Online. And he also mentioned, like, it bothers him when he sees, like, an exclusive Japanese game that's only going to be on PlayStation. Like, you know, not anger right. or anything like that, but more it's like, oh, man, I wish it was Xbox, you know. So
yeah,
this is an opportunity for the company to just go all out and take advantage because yeah. Phantasy Star Online is it's a totally different audience. It's not the Final Fantasy audience. I think it's a totally different beast, in my opinion. Like that crowd, you know, with PSO.
It is, yeah.
Yep. You know, so I think Xbox should take advantage of this, man. And that's why I said premiere the closed beta global for the consoles. Of course, have it on PC, but have it for the consoles and also announce that it's available day one.
Would be huge, man.
During the digital showcase and show, like, yo, we're getting a Japanese audience here that even promote this in Japan. Like, maybe this will help them get a whole audience, man, that want to play PSO on a console, you know? So,
yeah. Well, it could potentially sell Xboxes.
Yeah.
Over there, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's one thing. The Japanese market has not been the best market for Xbox,
at all.
And so this is a big get for them. I mean, sure, a lot of people have PCs over there, but PCs are very expensive over there. Internet is expensive. A lot of the people play in like the internet cafes. They're not actually having internet in their house or in their, you know, studio apartment or whatever it is. They're going to an internet cafe to do it over there. So if you can get them these consoles, man, I mean, that's definitely a possibility. You mentioned the acquisition of studios. That's one of the things that I've been kind of wondering. I mean, would you realistically, could we see Xbox or Microsoft purchase Sega? Do you think that would?
Oh, man.
I mean, we've seen them team up and do so many things with, you know, Sonic and Mario, all the Olympic games, all that stuff. Like, is that something that this could be leading to? Like,
I mentioned this multiple times on the show and people were like, it's not going to happen. You're crazy. Look, I always go back to history. Always, when Dreamcast shut down, they had games that was supposed to come out for that console, but Sega were like, "Nah, let's release it exclusively for Microsoft Xbox." So I remember watching one of the press conferences for Tokyo Game Show for Xbox, and it was Bill Gates announcing that Jet Set Radio Future was coming, Shenmue was coming. There's a lot of games that from Sega was available only on the original console. Sega GT, and so on. Fast forward. Let's go with Xbox Game Pass. Streets of Rage 4 came out on day one. Available there, right? Yep. Phil was promoting like crazy PSO on our show. You know, he was excited. You know, that it was an exclusive only for that console. It was nowhere to be found. Like, you will not find that on Switch or PlayStation. So, the things that they've been doing throughout the years, I'm like, man, there's history between Sega and Microsoft. The same thing with Bethesda and Microsoft.
Yep.
Morrowind, Oblivion, way back.
All
you know,
on Xbox.
Yeah, all the Xbox. So I could see I could see it. I could see some type of partnership, either an exclusive partnership. Because look, now you could play Yakuza, the whole series on Game Pass. You know, and that helped get a whole new crowd to play that game.
Yep.
You know, the RPG game that was an exclusive, time exclusive for Xbox that came out day
like
one.
Like a Dragon?
Yeah, Like a Dragon. That came out when the Series X and S came out last year. You know, so I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there is going to be some type of partnership between. They're going to continue doing this, man. Like, I could see Sega put more games on Game Pass, you know. And look, I want some, like, Sega to be part of Microsoft. I think that would be freaking awesome. That would be awesome because they have so many IPs that they're even releasing, man. It's been years.
Yeah. Well, dude, here's something. I mean, you mentioned it's not the Final Fantasy market. Go back to the original Phantasy Star. They were trying to be the Final Fantasy market. It was a role-playing, even though it had sci-fi elements, it was a turn-based RPG. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until they made Phantasy Star Online that they kind of totally made it a different game and it became this online shooter. Could we see, I mean, imagine that. Imagine Microsoft gets Sega, or even maybe this is even in the cards. What if they made another old school Phantasy Star? Even though it's maybe not turn-based, they make it like they did with like the current Final Fantasies, like Final Fantasy VII Remake, but it's Phantasy Star. It's kind of that old more setting, you know, where it's kind of looks more medieval kind of. I don't know if you've ever played any of those. Yeah, the second ones. Why wouldn't they do that?
Yeah, like, they could do that. So I think that would be awesome.
That brand out there. Dude, that would be crazy.
Yeah, that would be really crazy. Oh, no, another thing I forgot. Phantasy Star Online 1 was also available exclusively on the original Xbox.
That's where I mainly played it.
I told you that. With voice chat.
Yep.
Even though there was like a delay, but whatever. I remember that.
Yeah, dude, that was where I bought it on the Dreamcast and like just didn't have the proper modem or whatever to play it. And then fast forward like a year and a half or whatever the delay was, my wife and I moved into our apartment. Mm-hmm. We were in college at the time. And I, you know, had the original Xbox, had Xbox Live. And I was like, all right, I'm going to buy this. And that's where I played the, like, really my big memories from Phantasy Star Online are from playing on the Xbox version of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'd go on there and people are trading. Remember the big thing was like hacked mags. You'd go on there and just go into, you know, online and people were obviously like, oh, I got this mag. And you could get a mag that was like instantly level 200.
Yeah, I remember that.
You were level 3, but you're one-shotting like big bosses. And it was just so much fun to be doing all that stuff. Yeah. And I think that's where a lot of my nostalgia for the series comes from, was just the amount of fun you just had back in there. Because I never played anything like that. I never played, like, at the time, I mean, what were the big MMOs? Like EverQuest and that? I mean, mm-hmm. I never got into any of that. I didn't have a PC that could run that. But I had this Xbox and it could play Phantasy Star Online, and it was, and you could talk to people. It was just so, such a new thing that, you know, we take all that for granted today. And I mean, every game nowadays does a lot of what this series did back then, but mm-hmm. it was so novel at the time. And I think that's why, you know, when I asked you earlier, like, what is it about the series? I think that's what it is. We have that nostalgia. When we see that name, we got to get in on it. Like, we mm-hmm. just love it, man. There's something about it.
Even the loading when it's like the show, the warp.
Yes, like it's just spinning. Yeah. And like, okay, how often do you take your cursor and try to match it up with the little thing? Oh, you ever do that?
Like, all the time. Now, this one I didn't do it, you know, but the old one, oh, I used to do that all the time. But this one, when you see the loading from that warp, it's like, it's a totally different vibe, totally different. But it has that.
It has that
it's like old school
ship. It almost looks like a little ship, kind of like floating.
Yeah, but it has that old school sound. I'm like, oh my god, this is so awesome. Yeah. Oh, so my last question to you, is, why are you so excited about New Genesis more than the previous PSO games for you?
Okay, I think what excites me about this is that it's kind of fulfilling, in like my head canon, like what I would envision when I would play my character in the first one. What I mean by that is, like I said, we now have a map where we can be these characters in this little Phantasy Star Online universe where you're kind of, it's like the sci-fi, you know, kind of fish out of water, where you're this character that comes to this planet, everything is unknown. And rather than go into this little instance where it's you and just three other people kind of exploring this little template with invisible walls, like you mentioned swimming, you didn't even know you could go in the water. You walked over. If you play Phantasy Star Online 2 and you go to the water, there's an invisible wall and you can't go in the water. Mm-hmm. Now you can go in the water. So it opens the game up to where it's just, you can feel more immersed in the world of Phantasy Star. And I think for me, that's what I'm most excited about, is it's just the sci-fi vibe that it has, and just being able to explore a whole new map. I mean, that's something I love about every game that I play, or games that I love are games where you can go in and just spend hours searching out every nook and cranny, and being able to do that, being able to do it with friends in this, with a combat system that to me seems way beyond what we had from the previous game, looks to be awesome, man. And I'm super excited for it. I can't wait to just explore this world. And one of the things, like, I've been watching these prologue videos, they're doing kind of these like previews for the game.
Yes, I've seen
those. But I'm trying to not watch too much. Like, I'm going to be honest with you, man, and I hate to say this, like, I didn't watch your stream.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
You know,
I
saw you were doing it. I was like, do I click it? I was like, no. I don't want to, because I want to experience a lot of this. And when you watch some of the streams they're putting out, some of it's being spoiled, but a lot of it's kind of out of context. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to spawn into that map and have to figure a lot of it out myself. You know, like,
that's fine. That's really
awesome.
Good. That's really good.
I love it.
Yeah. And you know, I did the same thing. Like, this was announced months ago that you could swim. I had no idea. I found this out like, I was playing the game. So I'm like, oh my God. Now, I do want to mention this before we wrap it up. This community is very helpful. Very good. Helpful. Very positive. And it doesn't feel like competition or anything like that. You know, even mm-hmm. when you go back to the original game, people will hook you up, like you said about the hacking.
Yeah.
Oh, you need help? All right. What level are you? Okay, here. I got you.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
You know, so that's something that I love about this community, the PSO community. It's a totally different crowd than any mm-hmm. other community from other games out there, man. So yep. I can't wait. I can't wait for this.
I think the community, just like in games like Destiny and that, the community will make or break this game. I mean, any of these live service games or MMOs, like that kind of is where we are now, is like the community is what makes or breaks it. Because it's like, if you have a very toxic community, mm-hmm. nobody's going to want to play the game. Because yeah. anybody new coming to the game is going to be unable to play it. And that's where I think this game, it's being smartly designed where, not that it's forcing you into these social moments, but it's like, it's all about working together. Like, they're basically saying, hey, here's this giant urgent quest with this giant boss. Mm-hmm. Here's the 32 people in the area. You guys got to come together and take this thing down. And as long as they give us a good enough incentive to do that, people are going to be making friendships and helping out. And I think it's going to be great. I think yeah. it just looks like the design here. A lot of thought went into just creating, looking at the failures of the previous game and failures of a lot of these games that have come out now. And I think they're smartly doing it. I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
Now, Mark, hey, when this comes out, I hope we officially play this game together, because we didn't do it with the last game.
Because we were on different ships, man. Yeah, we were on different ships.
See, that's the thing I didn't like. It was like,
yeah.
I was ship one? I think it was you were ship two.
And I was on ship two, because the whole English speaking audience played on ship two in the Japanese version of Phantasy Star Online 2.
I didn't know
and
that.
So I just did ship two. That was just like, I'll do ship two.
They had
everybody do it on ship one. And it was like,
I tried to do that, but the thing is, when the beta came out, there was only ship one. There was no ship two.
There was only the one.
So that's what happened. So it messed me up. And I think in this game, it's not going to be like that at all, because I didn't get that vibe at all.
Yeah. From what I've seen, I don't think they're doing that. I think there is going to be, maybe when you go to like the central city, maybe. I did see something, somebody say maybe, or even maybe it's when you switch between the two games, like Phantasy Star Online 2 or New Genesis, mm-hmm. it may have you pick like a little shard, but I think you can easily jump. It's not like your content is locked to that. It's going to be more like Phantasy Star Online 2, when you jump to different like decks or whatever, you know, how you can kind of go in the teleport and say like, hey, I'm over on, you know, deck 3 or whatever. And just someone can be on deck 7 and they go over to 3. So they still see you, but you're not really server based like a lot of MMOs. As it'll be like Destiny. It's like, hey, you just sign in and you're
good.
Your content's good. There. You're good to go.
Yeah. I know, when I launched the game, I could select only ship one. Ship two was like offline. So I think once the closed beta launches, the global version, I think they're going to have both, I think, you know. So that's just my guess.
So you're on one.
On one.
So my plan is, if I can get in, I'm joining one.
Well, we will talk offline, but it's this account. I'm not going to be using this account for.
True,
for,
that's right. Yeah, true. Yeah. It's going to be wiped.
So and actually, it was PC. I'm not going to play the PC version. I'm going to play the Xbox version. Yeah.
True.
All right. Well, Mark, we're going to wrap it up. Okay. I can't believe we've been here for over an hour.
Dude, when we get talking, it can go on. We could just go on for days.
Yeah, we got to do a part two once the game comes out. Or maybe the beta. Once you play the beta, we'll talk about your thoughts too about it, man, you know? Because that's going to be your first time playing it.
Yep.
So hopefully in May, fingers crossed.
Yes, fingers crossed, man, hopefully. Or sooner. Hey, I'll take it sooner. If they don't want to do it, if they want to do it in April, I'll take it in April too.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. No. But Mark, mention where people can follow you. Also mention your podcast one more time. And I'll go from there, man.
You can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk. That's MarkTurc. I do host The Enthusiast Life. You can find me on all the podcast feeds out there. You know, you can, I think if you just go to enthusiastlife.com, I'll link you right to the webpage, and you can either listen there or again, listen through any of the podcast feeds. Show comes out every Monday through Friday. And like I said, it's a short little bit. I do, it's like 15 to 20 minutes every day. And we're talking everything from video games to movies to comics. To all that fun pop culture stuff. It's The Enthusiast Life, man. I'm just excited about things. That's the whole point of the show is, you know, why waste time talking about things that aren't fun when there's so many fun things to talk about. So
Definitely. Hey, let me know if you ever plan to do a PSO podcast. I'm in. Let me know.
Hey, we may need to talk about this, man. We got a whole new game coming out.
Yeah.
You know, I did Guardian Radio. For those that don't know, that was my old show about Destiny. We were the first Destiny podcast, and we did a show about Destiny for a year and a half before the game was even out.
Yeah.
So, and we did it for over 6 years. So,
That was a good, let me tell you, the production was really awesome, I think, man. I loved it. It was really good. Really good. Yep. All right, everybody, head over to gamertagradio.com. Listen to our past episodes. You can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Make sure to follow us, subscribe, share with your friends. Also, if you'd like to be part of our family section or episode, here's how you contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Mark, I just want to say one more time, hey, thank you so much, man, for being here. Over an hour of just PSO to New Genesis content. Yep. I can't wait. And hopefully,
bathing ourselves in New Genesis. That's what we're doing.
Yes. And hopefully, our prediction comes true. Between May and July, around there. So we'll see. Yep. We'll see, man.
Hopefully, we're both wrong and it comes out in April.
That's a plus. You know, that's a plus.
That's right.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot, man.
Take care, man.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.